Thank you all. So this is the passage in Matthew that aren't really Jesus' words. There's basically Jesus interpreting the Old Testament, those Ten Commandments. And a lot of people don't like this particular passage because of the toughness that's here. But let us go to God in prayer this morning and prepare our hearts and minds for the message that he has for us. Let us pray. God, our Father, creator of all mankind, all animals, the earth, from the low to the highest, Lord, we come to you today seeking to understand you more, seeking to walk the way you would have us walk. So open our ears and open our hearts and open our eyes and our minds to your love and your message. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Walk this way. Some of us may think when we hear that phrase, we remember the Three Stooges. You know, walk this way, and they walked crazy, and then they go inch by inch, mile by mile, all those silliness. But this isn't silly. Jesus is trying to get everyone that hears his voice to understand. They have been given instruction, yet they are so busy focusing on the letter of the law, they don't understand the spirit of the law. Our Psalms 119 verse tells us that happy are those that live and focus on what the law has us do. You know, the first time I heard this about murdering, I was a teenager. And I don't know if you know much about teenagers, but they're all about the tattle business and the make fun business and all of that. And as I grew up, I was fatty 2x4 who couldn't fit through the bathroom. And I got to the point where when I'd go home and cry, my mother would tell me, act like you're a duck and just let it roll off. But it hurt because why pick on one thing? And if it hadn't been me, God forbid, it would be someone else. And I saw that happen, and it broke my heart. So when I heard that this preached by a very dear preacher friend, that murder was way more than just picking up a knife or a gun or whatever, whether it's self-defense or whether it is just vengeance, that your mouth and your thoughts are also weapons. So if your mind is set on getting back at a particular person, or you're so upset with a particular person or group of people that your mind is set on, oh, they should just be, you know, swallowed up by the earth, or whatever nonsense that comes to your mind or your mouth, you're as guilty as the murderer that hung on the cross. According to what Jesus says. Because it's not the letter of the law. It is the spirit of the law. And when you say ugly things or bad things about someone, you're killing their reputation. You know, it saddens me that we even have people who are perverts and go after children and abuse children. And I don't want to be judge and jury for them. But there are so many innocent people in jail and labeled sex offenders when it wasn't anything they did. There was a false accuser. And even if the false accuser is able to be proven false, there are people that still hang on to, well, they must have done it, or they would have never made that thing. So I understand what I'm saying this morning is a very, very cautious walk, because we don't bridle our tongues and we don't bridle our minds. And so we tend to react instead of respond. Jesus goes on in this whole thing and he talks about that if you're angry, God forbid that we be angry, correct? All of us have gone through that. But I would tell you that if you have problems with anger, there's someone who can help you deal with that anger. And if you need help, I'll be more than happy to talk with you. If you need more serious help, because we have some folks who have completely screwed up ideas based off of their anger, there is professional help for that. And we talked about it in Atlas of the Heart. A lot of times, the things about anger and revenge that come to our mind are things from our past. And I know we hate to hear that it comes from our childhood, but a lot of it is. How we were raised, the examples we saw, what we were allowed to do and what we were not allowed to do. And as much as I am not an athlete, and I am probably not the best person to go to a baseball or football or anything game with, because those are just things that I don't understand too well. There's one thing that sports teams, from swimming to tennis to baseball, football, whatever, they help build this idea of camaraderie and citizenship. You know, when you lose the game, you don't stomp off the field and just forget about it. Instead, you extend a hand to your opponent and let it be and move on and make plans for the next game. Now, today in the Super Bowl, I'm sure there's a lot of rivalry going on, and you're going to see some of that play out in those commercials. That's the fun part about the whole game, is watching those commercials. And when it's in fun, we run the risk of it moving into reality. So this is a walk this way passage, because Jesus wants you to check yourself. He wants you to check your attitude, check your mind, check your heart, and why you do things, and why it should be important to you at all. You all know that I love February, and especially this particular week. And normally I do something special, or, you know, I've taken the ladies that are not attached to dinner, but that's not going to happen this year. I'm sorry. Because I don't think Valentine's Day is just focused on a man and a woman and their love for one another. That's great. That's awesome. I loved and cherished every Valentine's Day I had with my husband. But I think it's a time that we can share, whether we're attached to someone or not, God's love, and share how that love has changed our lives and can change theirs. There's nothing worse than to be forgotten. And so that's part of what I want you to walk this way, this week with. And obviously, I'm a little incapacitated, and it brings my heart joy and warmth to hear of how you share food yesterday. But I'm going to ask you to share a little more. So I'm going to ask Sue. I'm going to ask you to go around, and y'all could just pick one of these. Doesn't matter what, they're pretty much the same. And everybody gets one. And this is yours. It's not yours to hand off to somebody else. We're going to open them in just a minute. a little heart bag, and that little heart bag can be used for all kinds of things. But know that God's love is present every day. And this little present that you're getting is just a token of what God's love is for each one. We'll look at it in just a moment. I really appreciate Sue doing that. And those of you at home, I'm sorry you are not getting this, but some of you will get one during the week. Those of you that are here in town will be able to enjoy this. So let's open our little heart bag. So you should find a little business card somewhere in there. Would someone read that scripture?
So now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13.
So that's your verse for the week, okay? All right, and so you should have a little stuffed animal in there. It's not very big, just a little one. Now, if you happen to have a pet at home and you want to share that with your pet, you're welcome to do that. But I would just ask you to put that little guy someplace where you least expect it. Kitchen window, bathroom window. Hang it from whatever. And when you see it, it should have a smile on it. All I tried to get at it, smile. And it should have a heart on it. It should remind you of God's love for you. And then there is a double heart candy inside. And you want to know what's so neat about that? It's not just two pretty chocolate hearts sealed together. It is also something that is inside. Now, you may not like the caramel that's inside, but I compare that to God's love for you. That bigger heart is God, and you're that little heart that's in there. And if you dare to break it open into God's love, there's this ooey gooey wonderful stuff that comes out, and enjoy those. Unfortunately, I like those way too much. So that is your little Valentine from God. You have some little sweetie pies, as they call them, or cutie pies, those little hearts in it. And I don't know about you, but those are kind of neat to have, because they all have little messages in them. And so as you're sitting there watching the football game today, open that up and read those little messages to God, from God to you, about how he wants to be your Valentine, your heart. All right? Now, Mr. Wilson, that wasn't too bad, right? Okay. So this comes, and I'm going to ask Sue again. So there comes something that you are required to do this week. You're going to take an envelope with a heart and a candy, and everybody should get one. There's not enough. I have more in there, but everybody gets one. You have a divine assignment this week. And contrary to saying, oh, goody, more chocolate, it's not yours. This is yours to give to someone. And you need the little heart thing, because you're going to write a little heart message. And if you can't think of anything else to use, use your little business card first to put in there. But find someone either in your neighborhood or around that needs this encouragement. Could be someone that you haven't seen out for a while. Give them this as an encouragement. And yes, Mr. Wilson, you get one, and Miss Linda gets one. You both have homework. Nope, not eating it. This is for somebody else. Well, God knows. I don't have to know, you know? You're like the little kid at home. I have one for Sue. I have some others in there, so I come prepared. Thank you, my dear. So you are to pray about this. You have 2 days. Try to get it there by February the 14th. But just think about somebody that you haven't seen for a while, somebody who you know is probably feeling kind of down, someone especially who doesn't have a spouse or a quote unquote loved one, and send them or drop it off with this love note. And remember, you're being God's messenger this week. This is not about you. It is about him. It is about walking the way he wants us to walk. God has done so much for us. This is only a small portion of your time, but it's important. And I'd love to hear next week what kind of reactions you got. So we'll have a small little part of the service where you'll be welcome to share. And it doesn't have to be a church member. It could be someone that you just know that needs that encouragement. And we all know at least one or two. So let God use you this week. Walk his way. And happy, like Lumi in the story. Why did she get bigger and brighter, and why did she get happier? I think you'll find out this week.